Everyone gets their cravings while watching the games, and no one wants to be the one to miss the big play. Well, now Grubhub's got you covered. From the extras to the essentials, Grubhub now delivers all your go-to convenience items all day long. Whether it's that late-night snack craving or you forgot to get the paper towels from the grocery store, enjoy convenience delivered right to your door, just in the nick of time, and you'll never have to leave the house. Order your convenience items through the Grubhub app or online today.
Feliciano yesterday said that Wink threw a lot at them during practice. You know, kind of got the best of the player. And you've gone against Wink's system. What makes his system so tough to play against?
I wouldn't get ahead of ourselves here. I mean, that's practice in OTAs right now.
I'll tell John that, too.
Everybody wants to win every period. There were some good plays or some bad plays, both ends. And I'm learning as a head coach, it's never a good practice because one side's either doing good and the other side's doing bad. But I've said this before with Wink, it's hard to prepare for. There's a lot of different looks. Designer defenses, if you will, that you don't see all the time, that you have to be really good and good communicating and doing a lot of studying on them to figure out some of the protection things and different pressures that he brings. So, yeah, that's one of the reasons why we hired him.
Brian, you had three tryout players this Wednesday. Why have those guys practice with you guys, and you plan to do that more?
Yeah, I think it helps, too, to get some another set of legs out here and run around, but also get a good evaluation of some of the guys that you want to take a look at that, you know, you never know when you might want to add someone to the roster. Could be today, it could be 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, so you can have the ability to have some of these guys out here and get a look at them. I think it helps.
Brian, one of the things that I don't think you can miss from these spring practices is all the different spots Saquon is as a receiver. I guess kind of what kind of advantage is that for you to, and if I'm not mistaken, your Bills running backs didn't catch a lot of balls. So is there somebody in your past who you have had a running back that has had that skill set?
Yeah, I think each year, each team is a little bit different. Each player is unique. I think Saquon's a unique guy. So you move him in different spots. That makes other guys have to learn other spots, too. So it really falls on the five eligible receivers or the personnel groups you hope to utilize. He's got good hands. He's a good route runner, a good runner. So try to use him the best way we can. In terms of other running backs I had, I wouldn't compare them to any of the other guys I've had. But guys like Reggie Bush I had at Miami and that, you know, were good in the pass game. Again, each week presents its own unique challenge, how the defense wants to play you, what kind of personnel they want to play, how do they see it, do they see him more as a sub guy, do they want to load up the box and play it differently. So I think that's a week-to-week type of deal.
We always talk about this league as a quarterback-driven league. Can you build an offense around the running back like that so he's going to be successful?
I think you build it around all your skill guys, but you know, quarterback's a pretty important position in today's day and age in the NFL in terms of being able to pass the football, and you know, all the skill guys have to complement him and put good pieces around him.
With Saquon, the last few years, you know, obviously injuries have been a big thing with him. I'm wondering, what have you seen from him physically this spring?
He's been good. He's been able to do everything we've asked him to do. Run to different runs when we're doing them. Those are more walkthrough relative to how camp is being played. But the routes we're asking him to run, his quickness, his ability to get in and out of breaks, his long speed, it's all look good.
You know what kind of talent he is. Like, do you see like what you basically saw when you scouted him?
Yeah, I see a talented player. I'm glad he's on our team. You know, look forward to working with him. He's been great since I've been here, just on the field. You know, running around has been impressive. Now, again, we got to go out there and do it with pads and under some pressure. But everything we've asked him to do at this point, Jordan, he's done a really nice job.
Brian, do you sense any leadership aura with him? You know, can you see it yet? You need the training camp. You starting to sense that with any guys and maybe him specifically?
Yeah, he has leadership traits. Again, I think you let that play out with the preseason games and the padded practices and being able to bounce back from some, whether it's a tough practice, a tough play, how you are in the meeting room. I mean, we look at all those type of things. We have since we've had the players, but I think it's a long process. He definitely does a good job in the running back room, and I think he has, you know, the ears of a lot of guys on the offense, so we'll just keep working with him.
Are you a leadership council, leadership group head coach?
Yeah, well, I think it's important to talk to your players. I think just because you have experience and a good player doesn't necessarily mean you're a leader. Everybody can be a leader in their own right. Doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do on a consistent basis, that's the first step to being a good leader. So, you know, we have a lot of guys that I think fit that mold. How it pans out, you know, when we vote for captains, which will be a vote for the players, it's their team, and that'll be down the road at the end of the preseason games. So who they see as their leaders, I think that's more important than necessarily who I see.
Brian, regarding Evan Neal, we've seen a lot of rookie offensive tackles, either on the left side or the right side, struggle, including Andrew, who kind of grew. So why in particular do you think it's such a challenging position for a rookie to be able to thrive at? What are the particular reasons for that?
They're playing against really good players every week. Yeah. I mean, it's really not rocket science. These guys come from good programs. I mean, any position really in the NFL, it's hard just to jump right into the NFL and be as dominant as you were in college. It's just the nature of this league. So, you know, when you go against really good players every week, edge rushers, guys with experience, multiple looks, I think it's just, you know, you got to learn on the run and catch up fast. There's a lot of things going on in rookies' minds, not just plays. You know, they're moving to a new city. They have a lot of different things to do. You know, a lot of them are on their own their first time. You know, that's why you see so many rookies, you know. It's kind of a slow development process. And others, not many, you throw them right in and they adapt. But, you know, he's certainly done a good job for us. He's got a long way to go. And, you know, there's times where he does, you know, really, really well out here. And there's times where, again, without the pads on, I'm sure he's, you know, he's like, ooh, this guy's pretty good.
Brian, what accounts for Ricky Seals-Jones playing with, like, the third-team offense, he seems, behind a couple of
I wouldn't read too much into any. Like, I always tell these guys, we have a rep chart, not a depth chart right now. So, you know, we've given – he's been with the ones, he's been with the twos, he's been with the threes. We've used different personnel packages. That really goes with all the guys. You'll see different receivers go with Daniel one day. This isn't really, like I said, an evaluation type of camp. It's more of a teaching, learning camp and moving guys around and putting them with different players.
So training camp would look different, you're saying?
Could. Yeah, it could. You know, we'll see. We'll take it day by day. And when we get there, we'll figure out, you know, the roles and where they're going to be.
What do you guys like about Jamie Gillen that made you want to bring him over here with you from Buffalo? And how's he done in camp so far?
He's had a really good camp. He's a good teammate. He can boom the ball, but he fit right into to our culture and what we're trying to create. He's done a really nice job out here, punted the ball pretty well.
Brian, when you're trying to create a culture here, and obviously it's now 4+ months into it, it's one thing to bring rookies in who haven't heard professional coaches for the first time, but you've got guys on this roster that you'll be counting on that have heard different voices really since they've gotten here. And multiple voices. How cognizant were you from the very beginning to make sure that your voice now is the only voice that they're hearing, and it doesn't matter what they've been told in the past? I know clean slate, but...
Yeah, I really didn't. I don't put much thought into it. Come in here, try to do the best job I can do for the guys. Be myself, tell them like it is, be honest, you know, be demanding that they do things right, but I also think we have some good guys that want to do things right, and again, I tell them all the time, it's their team. You know, they got to be accountable to one another. We'll give them instruction. We'll teach them fundamentals. We'll try to put the schemes in that best suit them. But at the end of the day, they got to take a hold of this thing and take it where they want to go.
Does that also apply position-wise, like a new position coach comes in, starts coaching a guy that's had 4 position coaches in 5 years?
Yeah, I think that's unfortunately the nature of our business. There's a lot of change usually every year and a lot of different roles. So, you know, the guys that have been in this league for some time, I'm sure have had multiple position coaches or different coordinators. You love to be the same coordinator or the same coach for a guy for, you know, 7-8 years, but unfortunately that's not the world we live in. You know, our guys have done a really good job, our position coaches. They got to put their own spin on things as long as it's in the framework of what we want to do as an organization. And I think the players have done a good job of listening to those guys.
Brian. Coach, what do you like about Richie James? He seems to be getting a lot of opportunities with some of the guys that have been down.
Yeah, he's got quickness. He has ability to play inside and outside. We've put him in really all 3 spots or 4 spots when we're going with 4 wide receivers. I think the quarterbacks can read his body language, has good hands, knows what to do, dependable. So he's been a good addition for us.
Brian, getting back to Saquon for a second, he caught 91 passes his first year here. I'm not asking for a number from you. I'm just saying, you and your staff, is that something you say, we got to utilize this ability?
Yeah, I think anytime you have a good player, and if you're an offensive play caller or scheming, you find your way to get your best players to football. Targets, sometimes as a decoy, touches in the run game. But guys that can produce and make yards with the ball in their hand, as a play caller, you like those guys.
How's Dexter come out of turning his ankle yesterday? Is he going to be able to practice today?
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
With Kenny,
go ahead.
I thought I was going to get through this whole press conference without an injury question, but that's okay.
It's going to get worse.
with Kenny,
you guys are doing great.
We saw Kenny do run some drills yesterday.
Yeah.
Are we going to see him do more maybe the next couple days? And what's the line you try to walk there between, hey, we'd love to see him out here now, but we also, hey, we want him to be healthy, come training camp, start a training camp.
Yep. So the first thing, the guys in the red jersey, whatever they can do, they're going to be out here doing. So whether that's a little bit more, a little bit less, each guy's on his own individual program. What was the second thing?
What's the line you try to walk there between, sure?
Yeah, I think that's a valid question. Yeah, so some of these red, look, there's a time to be smart, and there's a time to make sure you're pushing through things the best you can, and you have to balance those. It's, what is it, June what?
8th.
Yeah,
June 8th. Yeah.
So, guys that, we got to take a little bit off them on June 8th so that they're ready to go fully on July 26th. And I think that's being smart.
Ryan, it's...
Push guys through, in training camp, maybe it's the same exact thing and they don't have a red jersey on. So it's week two in training camp. Everybody's sore. We know we're sore, but we got to get ready to go. Then there's a time to push through things. So, all we're trying to do is try to be as healthy as we can be when training camp gets here.
There's been a lot of talk about that because there's been injury problems here in the past. And you've said, you deal with sports science and the training staff.
Yeah.
So all those people are the same people who are here. So did you come in with new ideas or different ideas? Like, how do you adapt what has been here?
Yeah, I'd say it's been very collaborative. Certainly I have ideas, but I'm not a doctor or a trainer. But sports science, analytics, I think there's really good give and take. As a coach, you always want to have as many reps as you can get. And probably 10 years ago, I'd have been like, let's come out here and do 1,000 reps. But I think it's important to get all the information, make good educated decisions. I learned a lot in my time in Buffalo and how they did things in that regard, and the reps and what we did with the players. And it really paid off.
Two more.
I got a question regarding Jihad Ward.
Yeah.
What did Wink and Drew tell you when you guys were considering signing him about him? And he seems like a guy who's, you can always hear on the practice
field. Awesome.
Yeah, what's he added?
What you guys see is really, he's got constant energy. He's excellent in the meetings. I'd say, from my experience, not all the time, but when you're a player that comes in as a free agent from another team, it's a little bit harder to lead right away, because you're swimming with a new playbook and new surroundings. I'm not saying you're a rookie, but much kind of like that. So you kind of take a step back and just kind of feel things out. He kind of jumped right into the deep end. He's got a great personality, energetic. I love the way he practices. He's always running to the ball. I'd say, he helps out. He's great with like Kayvon and those young guys in his room. He's been a really good addition. It was a good recommendation on those guys' part.
Ryan, it seemed yesterday that Wink threw a couple of gadgets at the offense. I mean, do you like that, just to see how they react?
Yeah, I think that's the job. One of the jobs of a head coach, too, is put different, whether it's the defense or their offense, in probably harder positions. Maybe there's a little bit more third and longs yesterday or second and longs where, when it's third and long or second and long, what do you think it's going to be? A run or a pass? A pass. So you're going to get a lot of junk defenses. That's the importance of really understanding how to play the game and staying on terms. Conversely, you go another day when you're practicing a bunch of second and twos, you put the defense in a bind. What's it going to be to stay on track? So as a, my position, I'm trying to put as many different, whether it's coaches, play callers, players in different positions, some easier for one side than the other, and then conversely the other way around. I think that's important to see how guys react. And look, every time you're out here and practicing, it's such a great opportunity to improve. Because you go back, you sit down, you learn from whether it's a mistake or maybe it's a call or a scheme, and that's what coaching's all about, is teaching and learning from mistakes and getting better the next time you're out here. That's why you do all these things, and that's why you try to create, let's say, pressure in practice when you're deciding, look, this is what, we've had a few mini camp practices, then we had 10 OTAs, now we have two. I mean, we've already been through 15 practices, so a lot of the installation is in. And now it's just kind of putting players and coaches in different positions, even though it is June, so that the next time we hear it in July, hopefully we're better in those areas and we're learning from our mistakes, me included.
Everyone gets their cravings while watching the games, and no one wants to be the one to miss the big play. Well, now Grubhub's got you covered. From the extras to the essentials, Grubhub now delivers all your go-to convenience items all day long. Whether it's that late-night snack craving or you forgot to get the paper towels from the grocery store, enjoy convenience delivered right to your door, just in the nick of time, and you'll never have to leave the house. Order your convenience items through the Grubhub app or online today.